Well, hello there and welcome. My name is Chris Wozoski. I serve as the Family Ministries Pastor at Life Point Church, the Lewis Center campus. Thanks so much for joining me today for our Drivecast. This past Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we talked about how one of the most important aspects of the Christian life is the fact that we, through Christ, are adopted as God's children. Famous theologian J.R. Packer said it like this. He said, "If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he or she makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his or her father." So I've got a five-year-old son, and like most five-year-olds, he can be a little rambunctious. Hey, I was rambunctious at five. I'm sure you were rambunctious at five, and he is definitely rambunctious at 5 years old. And so what happens with these young kids who are running all around and having fun? Well, they run into things, or they fall, and they might scrape their elbows or their knees. And when that happens, what does he do? Well, he runs, or maybe he hobbles over to me, and he yells, "Daddy!" And what do? I pick him up and I carry him for a little bit. In Romans 8, verses 15 and 16, the early church leader Paul, he uses this term Abba, which means daddy, to describe how we can run to and cry out to our heavenly Father. He says, "You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Instead, you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies together with our spirit that we are God's children." Friends, I don't know about you, but there have been plenty of times where I feel as though life has given me scraped elbows and knees, especially here in 2020, right? All the disappointments and difficulties we've had to navigate. And you know, in these difficult moments and times of confusion or pain, you know, we can run to God because he is our heavenly Father, and we can run to him with confidence, not fear, knowing that he loves us and he cares for us. You know, I feel like 2020 has been the year of the meme. Have you seen these on social media? These kind of short, simple jokes or pictures. I saw a great simple meme recently that said this. It said, "Religion says I messed up. My dad is gonna kill me," right? Maybe those of us who were teenagers when we got in trouble, that's maybe how we felt. But the gospel says, "I messed up. I need to call dad." You know, in the times where we do mess up, those times where we miss it and sin shows itself in our lives, you know, may our first response be to call on our Heavenly Father, to know that he loves us and we can go to him with confidence even in those times where we do miss it. And we say to him, "Heavenly Father, I know I've missed it. I know I messed up, but I know that you love me enough that you want me to approach you and you want to help me. You want to deal with this sin in my life and you want to lead me in your better way." And you know what? That's exactly what he does. God's Spirit leads us and he helps us to deal with that sin in our lives. And he transforms us in a way in our attitudes, in our habits, in our behaviors, so that they more and more reflect Christ's character and who we truly are as God's children. And then the second thing is this. This is a reminder to all of us that every day we need to be going to our Heavenly Father, submitting to him and asking him to help us deal with sin in our lives, because we're growing and maturing and we need his help daily to deal with that. And because he's our Heavenly Father, because he loves us, he wants to help us with that, because ultimately he's the one who does it. By his Spirit, he transforms us. So let me ask you this. What in your life right now doesn't line up with who you are as God's child? What sin, what habit, what attitude, what behavior, what is it that you need God's help with today? Because remember, your Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Daddy, he loves you. He wants you to run to him and he wants to help you. He wants to transform whatever that is in your life to make you more and more like his son, Jesus Christ. So remember, in all those moments where we feel like life gives us scraped elbows, scraped knees, whatever we have going on, even in times of confusion, pain, difficulty, whatever season we're in, your Heavenly Father loves you. So go to him, run to him with confidence, not fear, because he loves you. He has placed his affections on you, and he is going to lead you. Would you join me in praying? Lord, thanks so much for who you are. Thank you that you are our loving Heavenly Father. And because of your Son, Jesus, going to the cross, Lord, and paying the debt for our sin and bringing us into your family, God, we can run to you with confidence, knowing that you love us. And so, Lord, help us do that. Whatever season we're in, whether we're in seasons of joy and much, or whether if we're in seasons of frustration, confusion, or lack, Lord, you are always there. You always love us. Your character never changes. And Lord, you are continuing to lead us and guide us and transform us. And we're so grateful for that, God. As Lord, today we give you this day. We submit to you. We ask you to help us. Whatever things are going on, whatever we need to submit to you, Lord, help us to do that. Lord, we trust in you and we give you this day. In your name we pray. Amen. Friends, I am so grateful that you joined us for the Drivecast today. We hope you make it a great day, and we hope that you'll be part of worship with us this Sunday at one of our campuses in Delaware, Lewis Center, or Westerville. Obviously, you can join us online as well. All you got to do is go to lifepointohio.com/watch. We've got online services every week as well. Friends, make it a great day, and we'll see you for worship this Sunday.